Okay, so actually recording this from the main sanctuary, I thought it'd be appropriate. We started on March 12th, 2020, we closed down and we started learning Tehillim on a daily basis. We went through the Sefer once, we went through the Sefer now for a second time, and it's been, of course, 15 months, almost 16 months now. We've been able to mark the time through the words of David HaMelech, Ne'im Zimiros Yisrael, hopefully cultivate a whole different level of attachment to this Sefer, which is really the anthem of the Jewish people, both at a national level and also an individual level, Be'itot Sarah, in times of distress, and for good reason. David, as we've described so many times in so many different areas of his life, in so many different periods of his life, had a certain genius for being able to mima'amakim ba'me'ara tefila in the times of his greatest distress, gam kilech b'geitz al-mavas lo'i rara ki atai madi, to sense God, and not just to sense God in a very dilute way or an oblique fashion, but to sense God even more intensively. And that was really the genius of David HaMelech, and why his Sefer of all Sfarim really deserves to be the way that we express ourselves in times of distress. And I think for all of us, this was really an unimaginable experience. And I think it's fitting that as we're ending it, there's still a measure of uncertainty. And again, we don't have all the answers, and we're trying to figure out exactly the best way of moving forward. As we've spoken about, V'nishmartim ol nafsho seichem doesn't go away after a day, after a week, after a month, after a year. After 10 years, we always, uvacharta v'chayim, v'chay b'hem lo shayamos b'hem. It's at the very core of our entire worldview, on the one hand. And on the other hand, thank God, we understand how grave things can be. If we think back to March and April of 2020, we think back to different periods in the fall and in the winter of this past year. So we understand that, thank God, we're able to be in shul, able to be in shul without masks and without distancing right now quite safely. Again, whatever the future will bring, the future will bring. But as we bring Sefer Tehillim to a close, I thought it would be appropriate to reflect on that point. Hallelujah, halu el b'kodcho, halu b'kiro uzo, halu b'guro sav, halu kirov gutlo, halu b'seka shofar, halu b'nevel v'chinor, all the different instruments, the shofar, the chinor, which was, of course, the personal instrument of David HaMelech, right, that used to play above his bed when the Ruach Tzfonis was Menasheves Baboker, Aira Shachar, would wake him. The lyre and the harp, Halu B'tofu Machol, Halu B'minim V'ugav, all these different kinds of instruments, Halu B'tzeltzelei Shema, Halu B'tzeltzelei Tura, Kol HaNeshama Tel Aliyah, Aliyah, Kol HaNeshama Tel Aliyah, Aliyah. So the first point that I wanted to make, so this last pasuk in Tehillim that we have a tradition of repeating in the context of davening, Kol HaNeshama Tehillel Yahaluyah, literally the entire soul. And the Gemara in Brachos, this is actually the pasuk which they use to prove there's an idea of Birchas HaReach. And when there is a Hanas HaNefesh as opposed to a Hanas HaGuf, and that's a Birchas HaReach, so Minayin Shemevarchin Al HaReach, Kol HaNeshama Tehillel Yahaluyah, so the entire soul. Of course, neshama, the language of nishima, all of those who breathe. And for life itself, we have to give praise to God. And I don't think I need to elaborate on that point. But for life itself, I don't think any of us could ever doubt the preciousness of life and the vulnerability of life, the fragility of life. And certainly that is something that we take with us. But I guess as a final message, halu b'sofu machol. So David didn't choose those instruments randomly, but of course this harkens back to the original Shira that was sung as David HaMelech was concluding his work of Shiros V'Tishbachos. So David went back to the original Shira, Az Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. And at the end of the Shira, the Pasuk says that Miriam HaNaviyah Achos HaHaron, that she was the one, of course, who led the women out. And Chazal asked, where do they have these instruments from? They said, the Amunah of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos of that generation, that they went out with musical instruments because they had bitachon, that the Yeshua would come. Bitupim uvim cholos, just like Miriam had bitachon, achos Aaron, and she was achos Aaron. As the Gemara points out, she wasn't yet achos Moshe, and she, right, encouraged her parents to get back together. She had an optimistic outlook that asida imi shetelet ben sheyoshias Yisrael. When things looked their darkest, she had that quality to her. So vatitzenacho anashim acharas, she was able to really shape an entire generation of women, bitupim uvim cholos, so that even as the men were convinced that they were headed for a disaster, vayisu v'nei Yisrael seineihem, v'nei Mitzrayim nosea arachareihem, vayiru me'od, vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael Hashem, hamibliin kevarim v'mitzrayim lekachtanu l'muspam v'varim azos hasis alanu, what did you do to us? Lotzianu v'mitzrayim, amisenu b'midbar. So the men were panicking, and the women were holding on to the tupim uvim cholos. They were holding on to their symbols, and they were prepared for a Yeshua. They didn't know exactly how it was going to come or what it was going to look like, but betuchos hayu be Yeshua. So halu besofu machol, that when David HaMelech references back in this final shira to the Yaz Yashir, what he's doing is, of course, he's sending a message that we don't necessarily wait for the full Yeshua to come to take out our tupim cholos, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a track record, and that he will ve'afkam zos biosam eretz oyveihem lo me'astim lo galtim v'chalosam v'hafer brisi itam. And so I guess it's appropriate that we finish our second round through Sefer Tehillim, and for now we'll stop right here with your permission, with a sense of tupim cholos, that we might not have all of the answers. We'll figure it out in due time with the booster shots or no booster shots, this strain or that strain. We'll figure it out with time. We'll certainly figure it out. But right now we have to take the tofu machol in our hands, just like those of great faith did in yesteryear, and express our trust that God, who saw us through this period of some 16 months, that will in many ways continue to reverberate over the course of our natural lives and children, grandchildren, and the impact will be felt for a long time. I believe it will take many years, like decades, to fully process everything that transpired. And it's important for us to be cognizant of that. And so we're not out of the woods fully yet, and people point that out, and they're right to point it out. But we should hold on to the tofu machol. They left Egypt. They were heading to the Yamsuf. They didn't know exactly what was laying in front of them. Paro thought they were, Sagar alehem amidbar, nevuchim heim baretz. They're confused, they're disoriented. So there was not the clarity that was experienced on the other side of Yamsuf, and yet those who trusted very deeply and expected that there would be a celebration. And so for all of us, it is upon us now to take the tofu machol and to praise God, and especially because we don't yet know exactly what the future holds. Perhaps that's the greatest lesson of all from these 16 months, is that we never really know. And that any sentiments that we have to the contrary, that somehow we know exactly how things are going to play themselves out, that is Rabos Machshavos Balavish Vatzas Hashem Itakum. That is an unhealthy attitude for us to have. The pandemic, if nothing else, should remind us that we all live on borrowed time, that only God really knows what the future holds. The most advanced society in the world could come to a grinding halt. Aleinu lakachas es hatofes hamachol biyadenu. So we should take the tupim b'cholos, as our forebearers did when they wanted to express trust and to praise God with those. Kol ha'neshama te'oliyah haluyah, for every neshima, for every breath that we take, appreciating each and every day. At the same time, especially when we confront a certain degree of uncertainty and the unknown, to take the tofu machol to express our trust that he who has guided us to this point will continue to guide us on the path forward, whichever direction it will take us. Thank you for participating over the course of the last year and change, some 16 months, in our limud of Sefer Tehillim.